Switch On, Book 1, Literature, Read and Act, The Ever So Strange Animal. Activity 3. Sippo is an African boy. He lives in a village with his family, his parents, brothers, sisters, and angry aunt. They are all very nice to him, except his angry aunt. Every day, his aunt shouts at him, "Do this! Do that!" Sippo doesn't like his aunt. One day, his angry aunt shouts, "You are a lazy boy! You are always playing your drum! You never work! You must go to the trees by the cliffs. There is a lot of fruit there." Sippo doesn't want to go to the trees by the cliffs. He is frightened. His friend says, "There is an ever so strange animal there. It lives in the caves." "Go, go, go," says his angry aunt. So he takes a bag and his drum and he goes. He walks and he walks and he walks. It is a long way to the cliffs. At last he arrives. The trees are full of fruit. His aunt is right. Suddenly he hears a noise. He turns and there is a huge and ever so strange animal. His friend was right. Sippo is very frightened. He takes his drum and he begins to beat it. He plays and plays his drum. The ever-so-strange animal stops. He is surprised. He begins to dance. Sippo plays and plays, and the ever-so-strange animal dances and dances. When Sippo is tired and stops playing, the animal walks toward him. So he plays again. Sippo plays all day. He plays all morning and he plays all afternoon. At last, it is night time. It is dark. Suddenly, the ever so strange animal stops dancing and it turns and it walks into the dark bushes. Sippo runs back home. When he arrives, his angry aunt shouts, "You lazy boy! Where is the fruit?" But Sippo has no fruit. His bag is on the ground by the trees, by the cliffs. So his angry aunt shouts, "You lazy boy! You played your drum, I know. It's true, isn't it?" "Yes, my dear aunt, but there was an ever so strange animal." "You lazy boy!" she shouts again. Sippo tells his father, "Father, it is true. There was a strange animal there." "Tomorrow I will come with you, my son." The next morning, Sippo and his father and his mother and his angry aunt all walk to the cliffs. There are the trees full of fruit. "Give me your drum," shouts his angry aunt, and she takes it and ties it high in a tree. "My dear aunt, my dear aunt, the ever so strange animal will come."
"Shut up, you lazy boy, and pick some fruit."
Suddenly, the ever so strange animal comes. It goes to Sippo's father and eats him, and then to Sippo's mother and eats her. Sippo's angry aunt runs away, and the ever so strange animal runs after her and eats her too. Sippo climbs the tree and gets his drum. Then Sippo plays his drum, and the ever so strange animal begins to dance. Sippo begins to play faster and faster. The ever so strange animal begins to dance faster and faster. Sippo plays faster, and the ever-so-strange animal dances faster. Suddenly, the ever-so-strange animal begins to be sick, and suddenly, Sippo's father and then his mother come out of the ever-so-strange animal's mouth. Sippo plays more slowly. He is very happy.
"Play more quickly," shouts his father. "Your aunt is still inside him." "Oh, father, I don't want to," says Sippo. "Play faster."
Sippo plays faster and faster, and the ever-so-strange animal dances faster and faster. Suddenly, Sippo's aunt comes out of the ever-so-strange animal's mouth. At last, evening comes, and the ever-so-strange animal goes into the dark bushes. Sippo stops playing, and he and his mother and father and his aunt walk home. His aunt is very quiet. She isn't angry and doesn't shout anymore. And sometimes she says,
"Sippo's a good boy."